Okay, so we're starting with Masechet Demai. Now, why do we have a takana of Demai? So, as we know, just to go through some basics here, you're chayev to give truma and maser. Truma, how much do you give? Midah oraita, chita achat poteret akri. We talked about whether there's a difference, that it might be that that only removes tevel, but it's not enough to fulfill the mitzvah of netina lekohen. Midah rabbanan, you're supposed to give more than that, right? If you are generous, you give a 40th. If you're an average person, you give a 50th. If you are stingy, you give a 60th. Then all 6 years, except, right, and then not Shemitah, but 6 years of the other six years of a Shemitah cycle besides the Shemitah itself, you give 10% of what remains to the Levi, Meiser Rishon, right? That's, so let's call it 9.8%, because 2%, let's say, went till Truma. And then in year 1, 2, 4, 5, you give Meiser Sheni, which means you don't really give it. You take it. It's for you. It's in Yerushalayim. It's Kodesh. Year 3 and 6 is Meiser Ani. And if you eat something without having given Truma to Meiser, it has the status of Tevel. What's the punishment for Tevel? Is Mita Bidei Shamayim, is death, hands of heaven. Now, people, the Amei Aretz were very careful about Truma. They were scared about Truma. However, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol had observed that people were not necessarily Machmir on Maser. Now, most people were, but a significant minority were not. Therefore, he decreed that even though Midoraita, we go by Rove, we go by majority, and the majority of even Amei Aretz, the less educated and less Torah scrupulous people still gave Maiser. So Midah Oraita, it should be fine because we go by Rov. Midah Rabbanan, he instituted that has the status of Demai and it is forbidden. Now, the Atzman Doraita is a very classic Chakira on this. The Achronim love this. Is what is the status of Demai? There are two possibilities. One is it is a Chaloshem Safek. The other is that it is a Chaloshem Vadai Shel Demai. Right? Meaning, is it that the Safek is maintained in the Takana, that the nature of Takana is one of Safek? Or is that the suffix motivated us to create an Isser Derabanan, Mitarat Vadai, which we call Demai? Now, where's the word Demai come from? So one possibility is Domai. What is this? That's the Rambams, right? What is this? We just don't know what it is. There are others who suggest, Melchet Shlomo suggests that it's from Dema, which means a mixture. The Rosh Cirilio suggests that it's from Dimayon. It appears, right? It appears in some respects to be Truma, in other respects to be not Truma. Now, what do you do with Demai? So again, you don't have to give Truma of Demai because, again, we presume that Amei Aretz gave Truma. What you do have to give is you have to give the other things. However, right, what do you do with them? What do you do with them? So you separate all of them, but Maaser Rishon, you separate and then you keep. Because the separating removes Tevel, but giving it to the Levi, Amotze Mechavero, Alavaraya. And therefore, you don't actually give it to the Levi. However, from the Maaser Rishon, you take Trumat Maaser, and that you do give to the Kohen, because that is the status of Truma. Then, depending on the year, you either give Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. If it's Maaser Sheni, again, there's no Motzi Chavero problem, because you are keeping, you're bringing your Shalim. That is what you do. Maaser Ani, you separate, and then you keep it, because Amotze Mechavero, all of Haraya. Now, you don't make a bracha on this, and there are certain kulo that we'll see in Allah of Demai because of the fact that it was nitkan ala safek. And then there are three very important rules that you need to know about Demai, and that is, we haven't started the Masechet yet, we're doing introduction, right? Is one is that it's only things that are meant for consumption. The second is that it's only the purpose of Eretz Yisrael, even though in Surya and the like, there are statuses of Truma. And the third is that there are certain things that were just not chashuv, that we assume that people were mafkir and didn't care about, and there's no reason to assume that they were going to refrain from being mafresh Truma and Meiser, and that stuff is not Demai. Okay? So the beginning of Demai here, I suggest, I don't know what you're downloading. I've generally downloaded the Hebrew version, but for Demai, I put the English version because so much of it is, especially the beginning, is the species. Yeah. What is going on? My phone is going crazy. I'll call back in a minute. Okay. It's a pretty short daf now that we have an introduction. So the Mishnah now teaches you the things that are putter from Demai for all the reason that we talked about. So Hakal and Sheb Demai, these are the things that are lenient because they were inferior quality and therefore they are they're not part of the Takana of Demai. And the Gemara is going to explain the exact parameters of this. because we're going to talk about low-quality things. Now, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold... Shimon Lakish is going to hold that this kula is only for demai, but Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that no, these things, the reason that they're pater is not just because they're so not chashuv that we assume people don't care and they're going to be mafresh because why not, but actually they're hefker. They're so not chashuv that nobody cares about them. Hefker. If they're hefker, the ptur is not only from demai, but it's from Trumon Meister Vadai. So that's going to be a machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish in the Gemara. But here's the list, okay? Hashitin. What is shitin? So the Marafolda says it is a wild fig, others hold that it is an inferior type of an ordinary fig, right? So is it a bad subspecies of fig or just a bad regular fig? I know this changed your life. And obviously you could identify. This is my problem, is I can't identify it if you showed it to me. It's like, aha, okay. Harimin, and again, the English doesn't help me very much either, which is a thorn jujube, which is a thorny shrub that produces an edible berry-like fruit. Wonderful. Ha'uzradin, which is azarol, which is some sort of hawthorn, a thorny shrub, or alternatively, sorbs. Uvenot shuach, which is a type of white fig, according to Rash and Rambam. Or they are the things that grow on the petadia, which is a type of pine with edible cones. Mmm. And you can understand, these are the things that are not so chashuv. Uvenot shikma, the fruit that grow on a sycamore tree. And now there is a little bit of stira in the Benot Shuach, where elsewhere it says that it is, the Bavli implies in some places that they are superior. So the Rash says that they are, Benot Shuach are superior, but there's a lot of them, and therefore they're makil. The Tosfot Rash says, no, there's two different types of Benot Shuach, some which are high quality, some which are low quality. They refer to different species. The ones that are chashuv are the ones that are pater from demai slash truma de maestro. The ones that are not are the ones which obviously are not. Novlot ha-tmara, these are date palm novlot. Now, what's novlot? So either, according to Rashi, it's bush la-kamra, it's things that have been withered by the heat, or things that don't ripen naturally on the tree. Others, Rashi gives a second possibility, which is tamrei zika, which are wind-blown, but they're damaged. Va-gufnin, which is fennel. Which is Rosh Terilio. Alternatively, the Bavli in Brachot thinks that they are late-season grapes. This is the sugya in Brachot. And the Rosh tries to be miyashev the stira. Vahanitzpa, which are capers. Uvihuda and Yehuda. There were other things that were in Chashuv. Ha'og, which is tanner's sumac, which was something they used for tanning. Vahachometz, and the grapes used for specifically for vinegar, which are sour. Right, so rather than places where they used good grapes that went sour, but some places they would use like souring grapes, vehakuzbar and coriander. Whether we actually maintain this or not, I'm not going to spend too much time. But basically, the Mefarshim assume that this is depending on the time, and these are just examples. Right, the Chazon Ish develops this. The Rambam doesn't quote all the examples. Why doesn't he quote all the examples? Because he's giving you examples. If in some place they decide to worship coriander, right, and it's worth $1 million, then in the Hanami you would have the problem of, and right, and if other places, you know, they decide nobody cares about wheat because everyone's going gluten free, so you only have it for, you know, to say, look at these crazy people who used to have gluten, then fine, then maybe wheat wouldn't be high, right? The point is, it depends on how people relate to it, and therefore these are just examples.
At large or you?
No, it'd have to be at large, because it has to be enough that you create a presumption in the place you are, not you, right? This is about creating a presumption that people don't care about it. If nobody cares about wheat, then maybe wheat would be in this category, and if everybody cares about coriander, then everybody cares about coriander. Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, no, kol ha-shitin p'tura, shitin are exempt from demai chutz mishel difra, but difra, those that produce twice a year, those are chashuv, kol ha-rimin p'turin, thorn jujubes are exempt, chutz me rimone shikima, except for those of shikmana, because people apparently, these were chashuv, thorn jujubes, v'chol b'no shikma p'tura, and all the fruits of the sycamore are exempt, chutz me naha misutafot, except for those that ripen until they crack. So now, I already told you what the machloket is going to be, but now we'll see it inside. So, as I said, the machloket will now be, is this a p'tur from demai? Or from everything because they're mamish hefker? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, levisha rov minalo in bal elman hefker, levich manotan chachamim. Since most of these things only come from hefker, then the chachamim mention it, meaning they're p'tur from even trumot and masot vadai. Reb Shimon Lakish, lo shanu, amar, lo shanu el demai. Aval vadai chayav, and he says, no. Vadai would be chayiv. What are you talking about? It's only suffik, because vadai maybe be our machshavit. It's just that, right? So is it that people? So the question basically comes down to this: is do you think these things are so not chashav that people are mafkir it, in which case it'd be positive for sure and ma'aserot, or they're not? They're a little bit more chashav than that, but they're not chashav enough for the Am Yaretz to be willing to risk being punished by God and face fire and brimstone and hellfire and whatever to not be mafrish on the thorn jujube, right? So it's, but you are chayav. Now other people give a different explanation for Reish Lakish, which is that he's based on his Sfekseka. One is, it's suffik, he come from Hefgar, and his putter even from Truma and Masrot Vadai. And the second is, even if it wasn't, they're not that chashav, and therefore the Am Yaretz what might have been mafresh, and therefore it's really a svek sveka. That's how the Rambam takes him. I'll fold up and he knows that. Okay, so now the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shnaya Ben Dmai Ben Vadai Pturin. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, there's no difference between Vadai and Dmai. So the Gemara says, really? The Kasha the Ryokhan and Loshal Dmai. That would be great, except this is Masechet Dmai. Why would you put that in? What would you put that somewhere else? A Vadai Chayavin, that's a decent diuk. What are you people thinking? So Amar Rabbi Lal, if he's Makum Lochashav El Dmai, Velochal Elohatina and Ella Vadai. He says, well, we're talking about Dmai. So like for consistency. Now this is sort of weird. The footnote here says, what are you talking about? It's not like we were talking about something else when we came around to Dmai. You open Masechet Dmai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, about something which is butter from Vadai. So what are you talking? Put it in Trumot, put it in Maestro. So the way that some of the parshim defended is that's true, except the only relevant, it's still relevant to the basic theme of Dmai, which is how do I relate to produce that I get from Am Haaretz? And in that sense, it is thematically connected to Masechet Dmai, even if it's actually not Dmai. But in a Chanami, this is among the weirder diukim that I've seen in the Gemara. But what can you do? Matnita Misayel Rabbi Yochanan. Now, after saying Rabbi Yochanan seems wrong, the Gemara says, no, he seems right. Because the following Braita says, Mikzivu lehalon patur min Dmai. From Gziv and on, you're patur from Dmai. Because as we said, Dmai is only in Eretz Yisrael, the place.
Oh.
It's a town on the northwest border of Eretz Yisrael. Because even though Surya, right, places outside the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, sometimes of Chiv and Truva and Maestrot, Midrabanan, they're Pater from Dmai, and the border is Gziv. So Shnayim Gziv Lalan, Bain Dmai, Bain Vadai. So Gemara says, Gziv, things from beyond Gziv are Chayiv in Truva and Maestrot, Midrabanan, but still, that's not a border for Vadai, that's only a border for Dmai, right? So therefore, Avacho, Shnayim Bain Dmai, Bain Vadai. No, I'm sorry, other way around. Is that Mikzivah Lamala is beyond Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's putter both Dmai and Eretz Yisrael because it's not Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, Dmai and Vadai, other way around. So you see, try that again, right? From Mikzivah on is not Eretz Yisrael, so you're putter from Truman and Meiser, Vadai. And yet we talk about it in terms of Dmai, but obviously we mean Dmai and Vadai. So you see that sometimes we're talking about Dmai, what we mean is Dmai and Vadai. So Avhacha, Lo Shnayat, Dmai and Vadai. So Gemara says, Matita Pliga, Adreshevin Ben Lakish. So now the Gemara says, and we have a mission, a Braita, which challenges Rishimin Lakish. Why? Because the Braita says as follows: Im Nishmarin Chayavin. If these protests were protected, i.e., non-Hafke, then they are subject to Truma and Maiser.
It's still weird.
But he says, Ikarin Loman Hefker Hain Bain. I don't understand. They come from Hefker. Now Rav Shimon Lakish said that these species, right, aren't chashuv, so we assume that the Am Haaretz has no reason to give meiser. So what difference should it make whether it's nishmar or not? We're talking about something from hefker, something that's valueless. Who cares if he happened to have guarded it? And at the end of the day, if your svara is that it's not chashuv enough, so even if it's technically not hefker or something like that, no one's gonna risk it olam haba. Over this, now there's different explanations if you want. All of different explanations here. So, for example, if you look at Rosh Shirilio, he says, Tosefti Bereish, Pirkin Tanya Hata Makalan Shibdamaya Shitim Ariman, Imo Yunishmarn Chayavin, If it's something that you're protecting by accident, or not accident, there are other things in my field I'm protecting. These happen to be there, so I'm protecting it also. So we say you're still putter. That doesn't count as shmirah. Which makes it sound like it's Rabbi Yochanan. They are mamish hefker, and that's why even if I happen to be nishmar, it's hefker. But if it's mamish hefker, then it's putter vadai, which goes against Reish Lakish. That's the Rosh Tzirilio. Pnei Moshe says, so set the Reish Mechilt, and Ganiyatam, my Kalash of Naya, Shit, and Cheskatam, Chomakam, Turim, Mayum, Shtamran, Chayavin. I'm going to have an Elim, Gen, Ayun, Nishmar, and Time, Adai, Karin. Vichilom, and Ahefgar, and Wayne. He says, it implies that only when you're actually Nishmar, it is it Potter, which implies that otherwise you're not Shomer. The opposite of Shomer is often Hefgar, is Vadai Hefgar. No one cares to protect it because it's Hefgar again. That implies that it is Vadai. So that's just two ways of doing it. So that implies, so the Gemara says, Pater le achar rov shomrin. So the Braita is talking about a case where this person didn't protect it, but most people do, and therefore it's not hefker. The only reason you're pater is because the fact that some protect it and some don't shows that it's, even when they protect it, it's not that significant, and therefore you don't have to worry that the people are going to hold off on giving Meiser, and that brings us to the end of Aleph, and as you can see, Bet is not so big.